Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. That's how they sound.
With or without you.
The Intangibles love you, too.
Why are you ripping Bono, man?
No, can I just say
they
this?
They got their phones.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Early U2 was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they'll happen.
Hacking U2, not awesome.
Oh, when they made us have the U2 album?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, that first album. Oh, my God. You couldn't get that album off that phone.
Get it on my phone.
Just put its tentacles in there.
It's just there forever.
It's like, enough, dude. I don't want to hear this song, Bono. Just play Desire and let's move on.
But
early U2 was.
So you're talking about this U2?
Yeah, this U2 is.
Were the first group to open up
The Sphere?
Sphere?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
They did a residency there.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though. Like, the last, what's that? That was the 80s, early 90s? Good U2?
Yeah.
Like.
You're old. We're old.
No, but I'm just saying, have they had anything good since then?
They don't have to get like a legend act. They can always come out with something. Pete, they got their fans that's always going to buy.
Yeah, they got the hardcores. They got enough.
Yeah.
Man. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Man. The Panthers.
They had a preseason game last night.
They not only had a preseason game last night, they beat the Carolina Hurricanes, who played a lot of their regulars. They beat them with basically the Charlotte Checkers.
Who's the Charlotte Checkers?
The Panthers minor league team. Wow. And they had Tarasov in there between the pipes. 47 saves for New Bob.
You call him New Bob?
New Bob, dude.
I got to tell you. Please, they had a lot of decent backup goalies.
Yeah. Well, they Robbie Tallis, who is their goaltending coach, and Roberto Luongo, who have put together the goaltending excellence department. Bo-Legged Lou. They have put a good grip on who fits. But I tell you, this Tarasov, he is the son of Bob Zeidel, and so now he's big. He's not like Bob. He's like 6'5". But he's a moose. He's an absolute moose. And last night, 47 saves in his performance. This was a Paul Maurice on what the young goalie looked like between the pipes against the Hurricanes.
Yeah, well, he had shown that great lateral movement, so we'd seen it, but you want to see it in a game, and you like a high volume night in training camp because it's almost mental for these guys, goaltenders especially. What they're really working on is being able to stay wired into a game for a full 60 minutes, right?
Focused.
That's the challenge for guys like Sergei. It's to come back into a game. It's why he ran the whole game tonight instead of splitting, because there's a different mentality in splitting games. So that he was able to stay mentally in that game straight through. I do, in some ways, I think it's a little bit easier when you get the volume that he got tonight. But he's fantastic, and that's a great thing for him. Build confidence. All the guys back home will know about the performance he had tonight, so it's good for him.
Panthers start real training camp today, like the actual Panthers. Like
the real starters?
Time for the boys to get out there and really practice today.
So watching the Gators was their, like, probably their last.
That was their last hoorah, their Vlad, today. Because Paul Maurice said this in a bunch of interviews. He's like, hey, you think I'm taking it easy on you in camp? No. I'm giving you an extra week, and then it's go time.
Yep.
It's go time. He ain't here to mess around with his camp.
So, Vlad, real quick, What group is Bow-Legged Lou from?
Bow-Legged Lou?
Yeah. Isn't he with Lisa and Cold Jam?
Wow. From Full Force and all of them?
Yeah.
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 Old school right there.
Yeah. Bow-Legged Lou.
Crazy.
Well, Bobby Lou.
Bobby Lou.
And his department with Rob Tallis. They seem like they got another one.
It's amazing that they've been able to have, like, a really good goalie behind Bob. That when he has that stretch, or when you need to give Bob a break, or when they have back-to-backs, that they can put him in and feel very comfortable, and Bob can just get a break. Because we've seen teams, or who did they play last week? They kept switching goalies.
Then Nashville?
Carolina
last week?
Carolina, they did it. Skinner, they wanted his ass out of there.
Right.
This guy's the best, Bobby.
He's the best. Right, yeah.
He's got them all shook right now.
So, you know?
That's why it's enough of this Helibook being up on all these lists.
You think they could do three-peat?
Yeah.
Unlike any other sport.
Can they do three-peat?
Of course. I'm just saying, it seems like this is the one sport that would wear you down with extended seasons more than any other.
I think basketball as well.
But here's the thing.
I
will say this, though. This is the thing with the Panthers. They're so deep, dude.
Right.
Like, they're so deep.
Right, but you can't get days off in hockey.
Yes, you do.
They do? They give days off in hockey?
You can get time to time. There'll be injuries that hit you.
Because it's not like basketball. Basketball, you could
fit. Sam, they're going to get like at least 2 weeks off because of the Olympics.
Oh, there's the Olympics break. Now, a lot of them are in the Olympics, so it depends on who goes far.
But right. I mean, All-Star too.
They get time off.
No, that is the All-Star break this year. But they did that last year. Like, I would say last year between the Finland and the Four Nations.
Oh, the Four Nations
Cup. Kachuk.
That was 2 weeks.
And that's the other thing is, like, look.
Kachuk got hurt in the.
Whenever Kachuk comes back, like, you'd hope that you're going to get a fresh – now that this isn't going to be dropping to the playoffs, Kachuk, you'd imagine it's probably going to be sometime midseason that we're going to get Kachuk.
Right.
So, yeah, look, I get it. It is a grueling season. I'm not dismissing it as a grueling season, but I do think that they are as equipped, and that's the thing.
They're built to be able to go these long extended seasons because they're so deep.
Yeah. It's like – The goaltender in the playoffs is like the ace pitcher in the postseason. If you got a guy who can go seven innings, you got a guy that, behind the pipes that, you know, is going to just stop everything like Bob has shown over the last three seasons. Yeah, you're pretty confident going in.
Yeah, also, the thing that Paul Maurice has done to help Bob is the defense in front of him so much different than when Bob first got here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, adding Seth Jones and Gustav Forsling's a beast and just everything. I mean, we talked to, you know, the boys who are going to go there and thump people up. Like, look, they really do feel like top to bottom, they've put it all together so well.
You get a full season of Marshy.
Yeah. Full season of Marchand. Mackie Samuskevich in his second full season.
Yep.
You know, Anton Lindell's 23.
That's crazy, right?
It's and you know, it's like we don't even talk about, you know, we just expect what Barkov and Sams are going to give us, both of them, both the Sams. Ecky's back, all locked up, and no suspensions this year because he's a good boy.
He is a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He behaves well.
And he never, whatever happened last year was not
set up.
It was a setup. It was because he would never do that.
By the way, you have to, he's got the best cover. He's a mean guy, but then he's Ben, you know, Bennett's buddies. Oh, he loves animals. Who's really going to be upset with a guy who loves animals?
They tried to hate him in Canada.
They did, but then you see his. Come on, man. Nobody's going to hate a guy who loves animals, who saves animals.
Pretty wild.
Somehow they do.
All right, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.